I think anyone that's been watching Sons of Anarchy this season knew a few things. They knew Clay had to die. And they knew if Tara kept up her nonsense, that she was going to die too. And she never stopped. And now she's dead. It's almost Shakespearean in a way. It's kind of like that fatal flaw. Tara knew what Jax was. Jax never hid it from her. She knew exactly what she was getting into. And in the end, she thought she was going to get a happy ending when everything that happens in this world is anything but a happy ending. What a lot of people didn't expect, myself included, was for Juice to somehow play a role in this whole thing. That's where the intrigue is. This murder somehow is going to get pinned on Jax. And Juice is going to be the only one that can set the record straight. But the problem is he's not. So Jax still has friends in Bobby and Tig and Chibs. But the people that can really help him, Nero, Gemma, Juice, Tara, are all either dead, pissed off at him, or completely deranged. So going into the next season, you have to say to yourself, what is really left for this character? How is it all going to end? He's got nothing left to live for except for his children. And is that enough? Is he doomed to repeat the mistakes of his father? Or is he going to be a different man? Is he going to own up like the district attorney wanted him to? Just when it was so close to him being the man that he needed to be. Could have been out of jail in 10 years and still would have been young enough to do something with his life. His kids would have still been young. They would have been in their early teens or preteens. But it's highly doubtful that Jax turns himself in now. Why would he turn himself in? There's no deal to be made. And now the Mayans are pissed. The Chinese are pissed. The 49ers are going to be pissed. Marx is going to be pissed. How does Jax deal with all of this? Does he fight? Does he give up and roll up in a little ball and die? Does he go out in one blaze of glory? Does he try and play peacemaker? It's going to be incredibly interesting to see the way things go. However, next season cannot suffer from the same problems this season had. Even though this season was solid and the finale was interesting and leads the way for, you know, a great final season, the plot development was severely slow. You had all these side stories that were being built up with the Irish and with Bobby and with Clay and with Gemma and Nero, and a lot of them weren't nearly as interesting as what was going on with Jax and Tara. So moving forward, the show needs to kind of find a way to reignite the engine of Jax. But right now, there's a lot of fire in there. There's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of passion. I mean, this guy just lost his wife. They really need to build off of that and just start with a bang and end with one. There are way too many points in the season where you were kind of like, this is really good and it's going to lead to something awesome. And while the end was awesome, you have to say to yourself, how could it have been if certain things were a little bit different? So bottom line, this finale gets the job done in setting up for the last season. But you still have to wonder if there could have been more action in the entire season. And if we didn't have little side stories like Jack sleeping with madams and transsexual hookers and all of these other little distractions, if the show could have been better.